Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our good friends Jane and Pierce Howard, co-authors of the Owner's Manual for Personality at Work. Yes, folks, that's the book I talk about all the time on the show when they're not even here. It's a very important book that you need to have on your desk, not on your bookshelf, on your desk. And Pierce's new book, The Owner's Manual for Happiness, it just released last fall. We launched it on the show, and his 113th edition of The Owner's Manual for the Brain is coming out in April 1st. Go ahead, Pierce, give him the punchline.
No fooling.
No fooling on April 1st. So Pierce is a real comedian. And that book has sold something under a billion copies across the galaxy, hasn't it, Pierce?
That's what they say.
So we're talking. Welcome back, guys. Thanks for staying with me. We're talking about resolutions, right? Is that what, Jane? We're really going to talk about resolutions?
Well, we're going to talk about achieving or not achieving and approaching them.
Right.
Sometimes we set them very ambitiously, a little bit beyond the scope of what might be feasible for us, and so we want to think through that. What's more temperate? What should we be setting or aspiring for ourselves, and how else could we achieve them other than changing ourselves?
Mm-hmm. So that's the problem, isn't it, Pierce? You were talking about this a little bit in the last segment. We have to make sure that when we try to do, if we're trying to set goals for the new year and some maybe establish some new resolutions or whatever, some new things we want to accomplish in the new year, we have to make sure that if it involves making adjustments, that we apply the adjustment where adjustments can actually be made, right, Pierce?
Exactly. You want to build on what your natural inclinations are. So if you are a highly sociable person and 80 to 90% of your energy is naturally spent being around other people,
mm-hmm.
and you make a New Year's goal to spend 80 to 90% of your time reading and writing by yourself, that's unrealistic.
Right. So Jane, as a CEO of a company who's also involved in the sales, you know, in growing in part of the business and selling to customers and things like that, if you've got a business that works for business to business and business to consumer, retail and commercial, if you're really good at commercial selling, you like working with corporate customers, but you need to grow your retail side of your house, but you know you don't really enjoy the retail part. You don't really like it for whatever reason. Would your goal shouldn't be to, if I hear Pierce right, your goal shouldn't be to just work harder to get better and to like retail more. Maybe it would be to develop other people to grow that side. What do you think?
Absolutely. And that's the big thing is, can we in fact do it all? Is there a point at which it becomes more cost effective to bring somebody else in who has a passion,
right,
for something that may not be our passion? And just trying to change yourself, push yourself, and you say, I've got to do that, I need to do that, it's good for my business. Just trying to do that may not make it happen, because what we tend to do, Jim, is we tend to find delay tactics. We tend to sidetrack with the things that we are more interested in doing and in accomplishing. And even though we may have set it as a goal, we may have written it down, we may have done all those things you're supposed to do to achieve your goals, unless it's part of our nature, it doesn't make sense. We need to find somebody for whom it's part of their nature.
So, Pierce, if I'm trying to accomplish this thing and it's not likely to happen because of me, I need to become, maybe my goal, my my resolution is not to make that happen, but to become a better delegator to make that happen. What do you think?
That is certainly one option, is to find a way for either for someone else to do it, and you can take something from them, and you could do some task swapping, as it were. But you know, there's another thing I want to mention. You talked earlier about maybe retail wasn't your cup of tea.
Right.
I was reading an article just last night in a magazine for psychologists, and it was talking about loneliness, which is a big topic these days. Loneliness has increased in this country dramatically over the last 50, 60 years.
Why is that?
People are not as connected. It's because of the Internet. It's because of commuting.
I've noticed that my neighborhood is not as friendly as the neighborhoods I remember 30 years ago.
Well, you know, Robert Putnam at Harvard wrote a book about it, and he called it Bowling Alone.
Moping Alone?
And Bowling Alone.
Oh, Bowling Alone, okay.
And he describes a phenomenon in this country where over the last half of the 20th century, social capital, the quantity and quality of relationships that people have, decreased by over 30%.
Wow.
And the reason he called it Bowling Alone is that because what was happening in the bowling alley is that business was fine. They were, I mean, the number of bodies coming in to bowl was steady and even increasing over that period. But people weren't spending as much because they weren't bowling in leagues.
Right.
They were coming alone. And when you just pitch up with somebody at the bowling alley, you don't spend as much money on beer and pizza.
Very interesting. Folks, we're talking with Pierce and Jane Howard about how to have the maximum opportunity to be successful in 2014 because of yourself and in spite of yourself. I wrote down, don't fight yourself, as a note to myself here today. Tintail, right back with Pierce and Jane Howard. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.